Pretty good choice.
I thought so.
Yeah, good recommendation. Smobile Boardings, FM Talk 106.5, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, among others, in studio this morning, as we've been teasing this for quite a while here. And I wanted to tell y'all way back when, but I was cautioned to shut up. Don't say anything.
You forced yourself to sign an NDA.
That's right. I did. I signed my own NDA. I kept it quiet, but I can't keep it quiet any longer for a couple reasons. Because, number one, he's here. And if you go to Facebook, we've got a Facebook Live video where you'll see him. And then I couldn't deny that. And number two, he gets started here on Monday. Mm. And I keep saying he.
Yeah.
Let's identify who he is. Brand new in the FM Talk 106.5 family. I'm beyond excited because I have another friend who's now part of the family here working. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Brennan joining FM Talk 106.5. That's right.
Yeah.
You hear that fanfare?
I did hear that. And that was both those pieces of music are the ones that I would not have chosen.
Right. That was all on Dalton.
Thank you very much. And I don't think I've had butterflies on the radio since I can't remember last time.
You've been doing this a few years.
I have, but I have them right now.
Yeah.
So, which is pretty cool, which speaks up to about the audience and the unique immediate response that y'all get on this station. So I've been behind the scenes for a few weeks witnessing the back and forth with the audience and the effect that you can have on people immediately and how they respond immediately. And I haven't had a chance to do this kind of radio ever. So this point in my career, I think this is going to be the best chapter of my whole radio life right now.
I can guarantee you it will be. And it's as personal, interactive with an audience as, you know, I came from the music radio business a decade and something ago, right?
Yeah.
I came from the rock and roll world. You came from the country world.
Yeah.
And it is like nothing you've ever done. It's the best and the best kind of, it's the hardest radio you'll ever do.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the most gratifying for sure. I'm so excited. So Dan has been in boot camp here at FM Talk 106.5, getting ready for what happens Monday. And I think I'm looking at my friends here across the console. Will you tell them what happens Monday?
Well, first of all, you said boot camp, and two of the reasons that I'm here, that really the allure was not just the people who are great. It's the locally owned radio station. You have a chance to be in the... I'll have now a chance that I really feel like my contributions will be maybe a little deeper, and my opportunity to meet the audience is going to be a little on a different level. A lot of fun with that. But it... barracks wise it's I don't know if it's the swanky office furniture, which is off the chart, like I don't know, Pierce Brosnan, somebody tipped you guys on how to do office furniture right. It's phenomenal.
Thank you.
Also, you got the leaky faucet in the Brooklyn barrack style men's room.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We got that too.
And it greets me every day like an old friend. So I know I'm right where I want to be. And then, of course, hanging with you guys is a lot of fun because the people you work with, and anybody will tell you this, and you don't have to be this far down the road like me to understand the importance of the people that you surround yourself with every day. And I've been really fortunate. Sean, you know, a lot of the people I've worked with through the years have been really good folks.
Yep.
Ironically, you and I met
during a hurricane
back years ago. And so as you, Dalton and I...
Many years ago.
Many years ago. And as Dalton and I begin our show on Monday, it will be...
Two hurricanes.
Yeah.
Coming out.
How about that?
This will be new for me. You may have to hold my hand through this one, Dalton.
Well, a hurricane. What happens when you have a hurricane? You already know plenty about that. You know, and it's not... It wasn't unexpected for me, but as you said, you've been doing boot camp here the last few weeks, figuring out how everything runs, even though...
Learning very slowly, by the way. The two of you are like, he didn't understand that yet?
Put you in remedial. You did the summer school.
That's where I belong.
You've caught up enough to get going.
Yeah, and while you and Sean met, that, I don't know, 10 decades ago during that hurricane you were yeah. talking about, you guys kind of had a bit of a, you had a connection already. You knew yeah. each other. So even though I'd met you once or twice before, we really have gotten to know each other over these last 4 weeks. And what I've found out is, first off, our humor is aligned, which mm-hmm. is great news. But
that's good.
Also, you're just a great guy. One of us. You're a great mm-hmm. dude and funny and knowledgeable. I cannot wait for this new chapter, if that's what we want to call
it,
Monday.
It's very important that we, all three of us, agree that we're all great.
Yes.
So I think that gets us out of the starting blocks
good.
like a bullet.
We're all fantastic.
But what the other thing about this is, it's so exciting to be doing ultra very, very live radio. Now, in a week, we may all have a different opinion of how exciting it was. It's like, hey, well, not good. But right now, the anticipation of it, may I say,
right.
is very exciting. But I can't see how we don't not just succeed with the show, with the clients. And listeners are going to be a little fickle, and the ones that reach out, you know, may have their own idea and reasons for prodding a little bit. But somebody is throwing a pine cone at the panda. I mean, you
right.
shouldn't,
right.
but somebody's going to do that. So since the lines are open, since the text line is open, it'll be fun to negotiate that. But I'll lean on you guys yep. for comfort.
But there's no ivory tower or barrier, as
no.
you've seen in this radio. It is
no.
as front line as it gets. It's what I love. And I tell y'all, y'all know this feeling. So I was really excited to be able to make this because I'm friends with both of these guys. And you know how when you have two people that don't know each other, but you're friends with both of them, and you're excited about putting them together. You know that feeling where you're like, oh, you've got to meet
yeah.
so-and-so. And then you introduce them, and they hit it off, and then you're like, well, I'm still over here. But in other words, Dan fit so many things. But number one here, and I say this stuff, and I am serious about it. We are really focused on being, you know, family or team around here. We all cover each other. But you got to have the right kind of people to work in this environment. And you fit the bill, obviously, for talent and experience to be able to do this in your sleep. But then I had to make sure, before I bring somebody in this, we're a small group of folks, that somebody that was like us. So when I knew that I wanted to introduce you to Dalton so quickly, I said, yeah, made the right choice. And by the way, too, I'm looking at text line. Thank you. We're appreciating it. A lot of people really fired up about this. So, Dan, yeah, y'all start on Monday. I'm still here. Midday Mobile is still here. I will be here probably shouting things through the door as the morning show is going
on. That is what we want.
Yes, a lot of hollering
That's
from me from out
want.
In the lobby. I'll be hollering. But, yeah, so none of us are leaving. All of us are here, and Jeff Poore is still here. We're all here. We've just, while most media companies have shrunk, we're growing.
It's amazing. And what it is important, and I appreciate this, Sean, that you're such an icon to the listeners of FM Talk 106.5. It's so important that you're giving your blessing. You're making it clear.
This is what I want.
This
is the morning show I want to listen to.
Yeah.
This is what excites me.
Yeah, well, and it excites me because I think that, you know, first of all, you need to hit the snooze. You need to take your kids to school.
Which I've never done.
Right.
That's a weird thing. I've never taken my kids to school.
I went years without doing the same.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know
yeah.
exactly what you're talking about. So, looks like my phone is banging.
Yes. Every phone is blowing up
yeah,
in here.
So
We can also kind of keep a secret around here, which a lot of media companies can't do.
I think we did a good... Well, there's only four of us.
That's right.
So, it's not that
figure
hard.
Figure out who's told.
This is like the Gilligan's Island of radio. Everyone's going to be so disappointed when they finally come to rescue us, and it's like, oh, we got more spare room. It's a group that you know, I've had a chance to be here a few weeks, but everybody works together. Everybody understands the importance of being your best all the time.
Yep.
And for Sean works so hard to now relieve him of the morning duties, and then he's running a radio station, y'all. He's running a business that's got wires and receipts and every kind of thing that would confuse me into tears.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to do that. But I do want to come in here with Dalton and have a big time and at the same time serve the listeners the right way. And I think the way we'll do that is a lot of it will be we'll have some things planned and then we'll throw them out the window. Right, Dalton?
Oh, yeah. It's basically a three-hour improv show yeah. every morning for us once we get started on Monday. But, you know, we've been playing a fun game here the last few weeks as you've been learning the process of running the board and everything called try to make Dan laugh off air or while we're on air off mic, and I think we've done a pretty good job with that. But
I didn't realize that was a game being played behind my back.
But you know,
you rascals,
you kind of touched on it earlier, but what a year to come into a news talk show. There is no lack of stuff for us to talk about once we get started Monday, whether it's the November elections coming up, the two hurricanes that are making their way into the Gulf this coming week. So we'll have plenty of things to talk about.
You know, you come into this, you go, what will I ever, I mean, back in 2009, May 1st, 2009, launched the station, had done music radio forever, I mean, and a morning show in the music world where I talked more, but still there were, you know, 12 records an hour or something we'd play. It's like, what the heck are you going to talk about? And when you start looking, even back then, there was a lot. But in today's time, with so much news and so many things that change on a daily basis and how they affect us right here, Mobile County, Baldwin County, Northern Gulf Coast, whether we're talking about a national story, we're talking about what's going on in Montgomery, we're talking about what's going on in the greater Southeast, you don't have to look far.
You don't have to look far, and even my lens, my prism may be a little messed up in understanding what the real stories are and what the audience wants, and that's where you come in. But certainly on a daily basis, Sean, that's where Dalton comes in. And I explained to him when we first met, it's like, man, you're carrying me as much as I'm carrying you, for sure, because I need to understand what to do, what not to do in this format, which I've never done before. So while I'm confident in it, there's no way that I feel very confident about this whole venture. I feel, you know, really, I'm pumped. But at the same time, I wouldn't be without him.
Yeah.
If Dalton wasn't sitting in that chair right there, for every weekday morning as we get into this, and I get into this format for the first time in my radio career, I would not be as runaway, we're going to do great things, because you're going to be that big a part of it.
Oh, I appreciate that, Dan. I would say don't count your chickens before they hatch, because that's a lot you just threw on my plate right there. But, you know, it's such an exciting time right now to be in the FM Talk 106.5 family, and I hope it's an exciting time to be a fan of FM Talk 106.5, because I'm someone who is fortunate enough, coming right out of college, University of South Alabama, and I came into a situation where you had two Mobile radio legends, Sean Sullivan and Wayne Gardner. Learned from Wayne while he was here. I've been learning from Sean for years, but to have another Mobile radio legend step in now, I'm going to learn so much from you, and we're going to have such a good time.
Yeah.
And hopefully I'll be able to, you know, teach you a thing or here that I've learned, but of course your knowledge far outstrips mine. And then the other addition that's now 3 weeks old, Jeff Poor, who's a legend in the print journalism game and getting really, really good at radio. I mean, to be building right now as other companies strip away during this kind of economy, it's unbelievable, and it's a real risk.
Now, some people have challenged my decision-making skills on that, but that's never stopped us before. And it's, you know, it's, once again, media companies will do promo pictures where everybody's like hanging out at the grill or something like that, and it's all staged. Yeah. But what I love here is people that are friends, really friends, that work together in this business. And this goes from, you know, people you hear on the air, people you don't hear on the air. We are a small, locally owned company. I know it's hard for people to think about, but in the radio business, we are locally owned, locally operated, locally staffed. We're right here. And nothing's changed. We're concerned about the same things you are, because we live here, and this is our home too. So, welcome aboard, Dan Brennan. I couldn't be more excited. I'm so very happy. So, starting on Monday, it's same time, no time change, but a new voice.
Yeah, when you hear those music beds behind me and Dalton, that's to calm my nerves. Those are the things that radio people use to kind of escape and get into the commercial break on time and things like that. But I think once we really get the rhythm of this thing and I get a better understanding, and I'm not kidding about that, and even in a more general sense, I think as full-grown adults, we've got to always lean on younger people, younger perspectives, younger minds. There's things that they can teach us too. I'm just a 100% believer in that, and I think that's why this show has a chance to work very well, because I'm not going to dictate to you, Dalton. We're going to learn from each other.
Oh yeah,
and then just try to create something that the listeners want. We're not going to shove something at you that you think that we don't think you do want. But in time, we'll get a better idea of exactly what you want. And that's the kind of show we're going to try to deliver.
All right, and just remember too, enjoy Monday when staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams has to learn to say, "Well, good morning, Dan."
Oh, and
Sean. Yeah, so he's going to.
Well, he learned it all over again.
Yes,
because Dr. Bill and I worked together a long time ago on country radio, beginning in 1995.
Let me point out that with 40 years of doing radio forecasting in the city of Mobile, we've all worked with Dr. Bill Wilson so many times over the years. And we're glad he's been home here for 11 years now. It'll be 12 years this coming May.
So. Very timely this week.
Yeah, well, this is when he skates. Mm-hmm. I mean, I gotta tell you, like in October, like a nice October or April, he's skating. You know, December he's skating.
But, stealing money,
right? But at this point, then I'm pulling. What I pay him year round, I'm pulling back this time of year. Which, by the way, he will be on as we get started with Midday Mobile today at noon.
Excellent.
In the middle of his lunch or nap time, I've got him doing that. So
forecast burp.
There we go. Let's do this. We'll run to one of those news breaks. We'll come back. Dan Brennan in the studio. Of course, this is his studio, too, now, as he is the newest addition to the FM Talk 106.5 family. Let me point out, just let me index this, because I go to bed at night, and I've been thinking about this for a month, that you've got Dan and Dalton in the morning. You've got Jeff Porcio, 9 to noon. You got that midday show with that guy from noon to 2. 8 hours in a row of live local talk, sourced from here. And look at the number of people you have on the shows, let alone all our local talkers in the evenings, our live shows on Saturday, our local talk shows on Sunday, live shows, I mean, every day of the week. And absolutely, like Dan said, and I've said this over the years, on the text line, on the email, on calls at my desk that I answer every day. As you say, things you like and things that serve you, that you're like, that's the information I need or this other information I need, we listen to that. Mm-hmm. There's no committee in a far-flung city that makes the decision. That decision is done here. We want to serve you. We want to serve the audience in Mobile and Baldwin County. If you're from elsewhere, we welcome you too, but we're Mobile and Baldwin County focused, and that's what we're here to do. So whether it's the news, weather, traffic, but it's also the politics, it's your lifestyles, it's things you do on the weekend, that's what we do around here, and we're so very appreciative of you over these years, inviting us into your cars and your homes and your earbuds, and we thank you. So it's onward and upward, ladies and gentlemen, my friend, and now I can say my friend and co-worker, Dan Brennan, in the mix. Thanks for saying yes.
Oh, you got it, man.
All right. We'll be right back.
I didn't stutter either, man. I was like, oh, yeah, let's do this.
Well, it's done. Coming right back.
Great.
Right, text line is beyond busy right now, and I appreciate those. Keep them coming at 343-0106. Also, we've gotten calls, and I'm getting Facebook messages on this. So let me reset. Make sure, if y'all just joined us, that guy right there, Dan, say something.
Hey, guys.
All right, so Dan Brennan.
I'm suddenly shy.
Yeah, he's right. He just can hardly get him to talk. Dalton and I's friend.
Wait.
Dan Brennan has now become part of the FM Talk 106.5 family. Dan and Dalton will be doing Mobile mornings as of Monday. I'm not going anywhere. I got Midday Mobile, which I'm doing noon to 2, mm-hmm. right? After the Jeff Porcio show.
And it's got to be better than ever now.
Yes.
I mean, we've talked for so long about the 5 hours a day at a minimum that you put in on the air. So now, you've got to fit 5 hours of content into a two-hour radio show.
I love it. So some stuff will be left on the cutting room floor, but it will be jam-packed. So, yeah, I'm fired up. So I'm going to be here. Nothing's changed on that. Somebody's asking about FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors with Mike Ward. And, which, by the way, tomorrow morning, Scott Bannon, Director of Alabama Marine Resources, those people that have been kind of the loop on this, it's been some pretty tough news here, what might happen on snappers. It's 2020, so everything, going back to a big reduced federal season possibly for next year, possibly. They got to fight this out next week. They need our help, but Scott Bannon is going to join us tomorrow at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. We're going to break down what happened, what the feds say, what we're doing at a state level to push back. So he's going to be out. But yeah, so that show's not going to, Midday Mobile's there, the outdoor show's there, you'll be hearing my voice on Thursdays. I'm talking to Captain Bobby Abrascato for mm-hmm. the fishing report, so I'm not going anywhere. But two of my friends are doing Mobile mornings, and that's what is so exciting. And there's a bunch of us now. We're all like having to share desk and stuff at the station, but which is true, is it right?
Like
it's good.
It looks like two storms are coming at the same time. We're all huddled together. But yes. That's how we are just normally.
Yeah.
Sunny in 81. We're a little tight, but we're all going to get to know each other real quick, Sean, if we haven't already.
Yeah, and there's a question from the text line directed at you, Dan. So yes, I figured, you know, why not ask Dan while I have him here in the room? This texter says, Sean, so glad Dan joined you, Dalton, and the rest of the 106.5 family. Great voice, and his knowledge of all subjects is extremely well-rounded. Will he still be doing Friday Night Football?
Yeah, you know, we'll be doing tonight's game, UMS and
Baker.
Baker, yeah, and a little distress from some of the video from last night. I didn't see a whole lot of social distancing over in Fairhope.
Fairhope game,
but,
yeah.
You know, I don't know what was up with that, but anyway, yeah, as long as they're playing high school football, if there's a game that we can do, you know, we got a game swiped from us next week. St. Paul's in Spanish Fort was going to be on UTV 44.
Yeah, and then who swiped it from you?
ESPN, the worldwide leader.
Yeah. Who are they?
Who are they
to come here and tell us that's where we're going to broadcast our game?
Yeah, so Dalton's going to stand outside their truck and like make faces at them.
Well, I mean, to think about this, when that was announced, that game, you know, that St. Paul's and is going to be, you know, Spanish Fort couldn't be on. Spanish Fort's been on ESPN, what, once or twice?
A few times.
Yeah, against Daphne, I think.
Right, so they've had that game on before. I could just think back when I, you know, had a miserable career for the St. Paul Saints playing football back in high school. We were lucky if somebody's parents showed up to watch us, you know, like let alone like being on a national broadcast. So it's
yeah, you were actually on ESPN Sports Center on the not top 10.
The bloopers reel.
The bloopers reel.
That's where I made my
the program was waiting for you and your senior mates to graduate before they turned the ship around.
They did indeed.
Yeah, they've been good
for sure. As soon as we got out of there. All right, take some calls here. People on the text line want to talk and on the phone line. David in Mobile first up. David wants to say, you want to say hello to Dan. He's right there.
Hey, Dan. Congratulations, Dan.
Thank you, David.
It's going to be fun moving from perplexing you on Facebook to perplexing you on the radio.
Yeah, you are a perplexing individual on all mediums, and I congratulate you for that because we all got to be something in life, and you're top of the charts.
Yeah, well, I'm excited because I'm hoping you're bringing your catalog of bumper music from your country music radio days. Because
here we go with this again. Okay, go ahead, because this is a Jeff Poor Show thing, too. So let's
go ahead. I want to hear this.
So I only have one request.
Yes.
No Luke Bryan. You can play all the Luke Combs you want, but please no Luke Bryan.
All right, you're 0-for-1.
Thanks for playing.
We have prepared some of these because you don't come in on like Monday morning and Dalton and I say, hey, you want to do that bumper music
right
thing? So actually, we've been working on it for a while. But yeah, there'll be some country right in there.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've got it loaded, and it's actually 3 straight hours of Luke Bryan starting Monday. So sorry,
it's back-to-back roller coaster. So get ready. And not the Ohio Players version either.
Which is great. Which is actually part of the midday bump rotation. So
roller coaster? Like,
yeah. So if you want your rock and roll and your R&B, still be the 2 hours of bumper music on Midday Mobile. So that I'll still hold out that province there. And I'll let the others. I even like some of the country tunes, but it's now gotten to be because of, you know, Jeff Poor comes in with the Jeff Poor Show, which starts here in just about 17 minutes. And he brings great country music. Then I start getting beaten up on the text line how much better his bumper music is than mine. So fine. I'll be in my rock and roll, folks. We'll be rock and rolling, and we'll do Midday Mobile, and we'll hold out that stronghold there, and then I'll just stay. I won't even admit to liking some of the country songs.
Well, see, I have, and I know this is a news talk station. We talk sports.
Whoa, talk. Wait. This is news talk?
Yeah. Wrong
door.
Forgot to tell you.
I'm out. Well, I don't know how to do that.
You know, it is news talk, but we all love music. I have to find my own lane now because you got Sean coming from the rock and roll alternative world. Yep. Got Dan here with just masterful with the country music. You mentioned Jeff. He's got all those old
classic
country tunes playing.
Yeah.
I like a bit of everything, but now I have to find my own musical lane. I'm thinking of being can I be the smooth jazz guy on FM Talk?
I'm just thinking coming into maybe a clip of President Trump or some kind of argument, and it's dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun in the background, like some Kenny G or something?
Oh, yeah, something like that.
A fabulous Christmas album, by the way.
Thank goodness Christmas is still a ways
too
away.
Far away.
Yeah, to play any of that. So we'll do some Clapton here as we run to the news and come back, and we'll come to the phones as well as we've welcomed aboard Dan Brennan, part of the FM Talk 106.5 family and co-host of that morning show thing that I don't have to get up for.
Congratulations.
Starts on Monday.
Oh, wow.
Yo, do not text me in the morning.
I didn't know it was news talk. I didn't know I had to get up early.
Well,
all right.
Probably statute of limitations is run on that. You're here. You can't get out now.
All right.
Right, welcome back. This is, unless I'm pinch hitting down the road, which also, by the way, gives a chance to have somebody pull a hammy or something and somebody fill in.
I could pull a hammy doing a talk show.
Right.
That's possible.
Which, and I'll be
don't
sitting over there.
That.
I'll be on the bench. I'll be ready to sub in. Say, I know how to play, coach.
So anytime I begin to talk, start stretching then. You never know when it's going to happen. And you'll actually hear the pop through the mic. Because I'm a million and a half years old. I was born in the 1800s.
Right, which is good. Which gives some wisdom to
Thank
the show.
You.
That's appreciate that.
That's what I bring.
Hey, by the way, too, let's talk about old friends of the station as well. Not that he's old, because he's going to get out to me. It's my buddy Trey with 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Been with us a very long time, and Trey has been doing, not that you're old, Trey, but he's been with us a long time, and he's done work for us here with the radio station and personally with our families, and he could do the same thing for you. And what is that is get rid of junk. I mean, I wish I could give you a real, like, and it's a very hard-to-understand premise about, you got junk, you want it gone. It could be at your house, outside your house, not speaking specifically to any kinfolk. It could be on your front porch. You could have junk in a storage unit at a house you're getting ready. So anywhere you got junk, you need it gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
What if it's the house itself?
He probably could do that, too. I have never heard Trey go, oh, we can't do that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's pretty cool, too, that he respects the fact that you are busy. So you make an appointment set on a day and a time. None of that spectrum of, we'll have crews in your area sometime between 7 a.m. on Monday and midnight Friday night. No, it's like you call in or you go on their website, and it's a day and a time. And that's when they show up, and they quote you a price. They look at the job, and they say, okay, we think it'll cost this. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done. Junk's gone. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Go holler at my buddy, Trey. All right, 8:52, we continue with our discussion with Dan Brennan, the new, and it's been all I could do, and now the people know on the text line that I've been having to sit on this for a month here, and it's been driving me berserk, but I was good. Mm-hmm. I didn't break.
You did not break, and you know what? None of us broke, well, it's not over, but the pandemic and all that went with that, and the beginning of the year did not go as planned for me.
Yes.
And so we've all had a lot to deal with, and then I would go on my long walks and post them on Facebook just to let people know I was not only alive, but well enough to walk.
Yes.
Which I think took a lot of people
by surprise.
I said
fake news at that point. I said, I thought you had doctored that video.
I just wanted to let people know, hey, man, I'm out here, and I'm thinking, and I'm trying to think of what's next, and I'm talking to friends on those walks, and we're alive and well. And those conversations with so many friends around Mobile and Baldwin County paid off immediately. And now the way this one's going to pay off for the, you know, I think, I'm not even hopeful of it. I know it. This is going to be the best stretch of my broadcast career. And you guys made it happen.
And it is going to be, because what makes you, has made you so popular is now expanded in the amount of time.
Yeah.
You'll feel this. Like I said, we're both talking to each other coming in, and Dalton as well works in music radio. You do it all those years, and then you come in this format. It's harder, but then you mm-hmm. can finish thoughts. You don't have to cut things off. You can talk to people on air instead of just during the commercial break, you know, during the song talk. You just, the first hand, the front row interaction with this audience, which I will argue is the best audience out there, is fantastic. And it expands the things that you're interested in or talking about or know about. You know this about this subject, and you have 10 people on a text line or a phone line that know these other parts of it.
Sure.
You go home each night with a lot more wisdom.
I'm
just because of the interaction between everybody, the audience, and their interaction with you, and you say something, and that makes them think of something else. It's cool.
Well, it makes total sense, because I watched Dalton and watched him the last few weeks here in the studio, and I'm thinking, when I was 28 years old, would I have been able to articulate those things on the radio? Would I have been able to break down not just the numbers of coronavirus, but also trends and things that independently you're thinking of on your own? Linda Kenyon is not walking
right.
you through this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She's
yeah,
good
Dalton
at what
is.
She does, but Dalton is breaking it down himself. So there is something to being put in this format where it's time to go to work and think and listen.
That's for sure.
And I appreciate that, Dan. But yeah, what you'll find out here, especially as we get started in earnest next week, next Monday, is that the listeners, they, I mean, we try to gather as much knowledge on certain subjects as possible, but really it's the text line, the phone line with people calling and texting with their own bits of, you know, personal stories or information they've learned over lifetimes of working in certain sectors or certain businesses. That's what makes FM Talk 106.5 so unique and so great, especially locally, because it's truly, and it's cliche, but it's a team effort, not only with people working inside these walls, but everyone out there listening in their cars. That's what I love about this station so much.
Me too, already.
One thing you got to understand, though, and Jace pointed this out on the text line, as you get into the show, you're going to be accused of, when you have an opinion on something, of being on the take for that opinion. So Jace, who's been with us so many years, a great guy, a great businessman in our area, and said, for reference sake, who pays Dan's shill money? So he wants to get this done ahead of time. The far left? The far right? Is it Monsanto? Is it Big Oil? And then he tags it locally staffed and locally harassed at FM Talk 106.5. You know, I have been... I mean, I think, who haven't I been paid off by?
You've been paid off by George Soros.
The Bilderbergers, the
You've
Koch
been
brothers.
Paid off by the Koch brothers, that's right. The Clinton Foundation the
Trilateral
has certainly
Commission.
Sent you a few checks.
I've been paid off by the Democrat Party. I've been paid off by the Republican Party. I've been So, line up, the money's great. If it was only true, you know, I would have a boat that has a captain I pay to drive me around it, you know?
But well, I've been paid off by Pan American Airlines.
Okay.
Just come clean with you right now.
That's it.
Tennessee Chattanooga football.
Okay.
And the Vatican. Vatican.
Did so that check cash? I saved it and framed it because Mom wanted to see it. I got it. Okay. All right. Once again, y'all, there's nobody leaving. There's just addition. Like our, you know, Jeff Poore's coming in here in just a second for the Jeff Poore Show. I'm going to be doing Midday Mobile. I'm going to be doing the Outdoors Show. We're going to do the Fishing Report. I'm here. You know, you can holler at me, still email, all that stuff. It's just a new voice in the mix here at FM Talk 106.5, and I know it's pretty darn exciting for me, and I hope it is for you as well, with a bunch of friends I have in here to do this show, and having my friend Jeff Poore here, and having all y'all on board. It means a lot. So, thanks for saying yes.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for saying yes. All right.
Exciting. I do want to, just to get some business out of the way.
Yeah.
Am I still allowed in on Midday Mobile at all, or now that we're on opposite teams, am I barred from the studio after 9 a.m.?
I'm going to have to take your temperature before you come in.
Okay.
But at that point, yes, you can come in.
Nice.
I do want to point out as well, another one of the family here is our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. He's got his work cut out for him right now. Of course, part of that work is telling you what's going to happen here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're watching it with him. He's going to be checking in at the beginning of Midday Mobile today. So we'll have the latest update, a couple more hours to go and get more information in. Yes, even Dr. Bill, who is not the hype master, is saying, it looks like we could be dealing with two tropical systems in the Gulf of Mexico at the same time by Tuesday, Wednesday. And you've got one storm that the Eastern storm, we'll call it for right now, because they're still number, 13 and 14, Tropical Depression 13 and 14. The Eastern storm at this point, now this all can change, Eastern storm could come as far west as Pensacola. The Western storm could come as far east as in central Louisiana, right in there. So, something for us to keep our eyes on, y'all.
Get prepped.
Yes, very much so. All right. Jeff Poore Show, another part of the family. And 3 hours of live local talk starts next right here on FM Talk 106.5. See you Monday, Dan.
Yeah, man, I'll be here. See you guys. Have you